Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into the Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. Along with Mark Menard, Master Control, I'm Christian Garrick, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, taking a little R&R. He'll be back on Tuesday. Phone lines are open, as always, at 504-260-1870. In the 7 o'clock hour, Mike Dettillier counting you down to Saints training camp. Jake Madison at 6:20, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Mike Triplett at 5:30, ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Saints. We'll stop by. Zach Goodall, host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, will join us. You saw the story, I don't know if you have, about Marcel Darius, a woman alleging that he gave her a sexually transmitted disease. Could be some big trouble for Marcel Darius. Sean Devaney, Sporting News NBA writer, will join us at 4:35. Our WWL Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. If you had to pick one, which would you prefer, college football or the NFL? I'm more into the NFL than college football, if I'm just being honest. If I had to pick one, it would be the NFL. Here's a couple issues I have with college compared to pro football. The number one thing is the hash marks, right? The spacing of the game. It allows, you're facing, basically it's men versus men and space, to where the NFL, the hash marks are tighter, and you're not defending space as much. Not nearly as much. So it's men versus men. The college game, the hash marks are too wide. It's too much space. That's why the spread offense has taken over college football. That's why spread players typically don't translate well into the NFL, because there's less space that they were used to in college. The career links, 1 to 4 years, 1 to 3 years, roughly, in college football. Just as you start to get to know them, know what their strengths are, you get to know them, memorize their number, they're gone. I know in the NFL there's a lot of free agency, there's a lot of turnover year in and year out, but you have the mainstays. You have the guys like Cam Jordan and others that have been around for a while, Drew Brees, et cetera. You know, guys that are going to be on their second, Mark Ingram, second and third contracts. Yeah, you have a commuter league in the NFL, but not like college, where they're guaranteed to be gone at least after 4 years. Guaranteed. NFL, as a rookie, you got them for at least 4 years and a fifth-year option, and then a second contract. So there's a couple of issues that I have. That's why, look, I'm looking at it from a strategic standpoint. I love the strategy of football, in particular the NFL. Much different game than college. Much more strategic, I think, in the NFL than college. I mean, look at the number of teams in the NFL, 32. Eight divisions, clear formula for deciding the postseason, right? It's pretty clear. 129 FBS schools, teams. 10 conferences, handful of independents. It's largely impossible to keep up with all that, which I think it makes it impossible for poll voters and college football playoff committee to make a fully educated decision when they're ranking these teams. It's not their fault. They've been appointed to do so, but I just think it's really, really challenging with 129 FBS schools and teams, 10 different conferences, some independents. Which do you prefer, college or the NFL? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. Welcome back to Sports Center. Or excuse me, Sports Center. Listen to me, Sports Talk. Excuse me. Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. If you had to pick one, which do you prefer, college football or the NFL? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870 right now in our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. It's 60% saying college football, 40% saying the NFL. Got a text here at 870-870. Several of them after flying in here. Asking me to explain the difference in the spacing of the hash mark in the NFL compared to college football. In college football, they're 40 feet apart, the hash marks. In the NFL, they're 18 feet, 6 inches apart. It's a much tighter, cleaner game. It's too much space in college football. How about the overtime format? You keep playing red zone football. In the NFL, you keep playing football. I mean, there's a number of reasons I prefer the NFL over college. Which do you prefer? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Jimmy in Mandeville, what's going on, Jimmy? You're on WWL.
Yeah, how you doing, Christian?
Good.
Hey, I think I prefer the college game a little bit. It's not so much the technical stuff you're talking about. It's more like college football is an event. I mean, heck, a lot of the stadiums in college football are a lot bigger than NFL teams, and they fill them
up. You're right there. You're right there, Jimmy.
Several over 100,000.
No, Jimmy, as far as pageantry goes and the sense of community, I think that's where college football has the NFL beat.
And every game is practically a playoff game, especially for the top teams. If you lose a game in college football or two, you're pretty much out.
Yeah, see, I don't like that part of it, though. See, I like the fact that in the NFL, you can lose five games, six games, heck, even seven games, and make the playoffs.
And, you know, it's just fun. I mean, it's just a fun game, and, you know, you've got all the cheerleaders and all that. I guess NFL is cheerleaders, too, but, you know, it's just a fun atmosphere, the tailgating and all that is probably a lot bigger in college.
Without a doubt, Jimmy. The pageantry, like I said, the pageantry of it, I'm looking at it from a strategic standpoint, though.
But, you know, I think the NFL used to have those tight hash marks, and they moved them. They moved them in. I thought it was for field goal kickers, though. I thought it was to make field goals easier. That wasn't the case.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but a lot of it, because of it, first off, if you in college football, like the athletes in pro football are bigger, right? They're bigger. So if you put them on a 40 feet apart on hash marks, the game would be played totally different, and it would not be good. They're bigger and faster, so it's defending even more space with those big old guys. I think that the hash marks are perfect for the NFL because it makes it a tighter, cleaner game.
Yeah,
Jimmy, I understand the pageantry, and you're right. Look, college football has got the NFL beat there, but from a strategic standpoint, it's not even close, and that's where I'm looking at it from. Mike on the North Shore. What's going on, Mike? You're on WWL.
First of all, hey, really enjoy your work, man. Really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say that I forgot what I was going to say. I get so nervous when I call.
That's all right.
Okay.
You don't need to be nervous.
We're just chatting, man.
It's two guys
okay,
just rapping.
Just you and me, no 50,000 listeners. So what I would say is I think the reason college football is so much more popular now is because I had a call today from the Saints. I used to spend about, and look, I'm no big shot. I have a business. I spend about $35,000 a year on season tickets. And if they're going to stay in the locker room and do what they do, let them do it in their own time. So I think that's the reason why people like the other part of football, the college game.
And it's going towards that's
you're
really
right. And I have one other thing to say, and not to interrupt you, but just for the benefit of your station. That commercial that Newell does, and I love Newell. He's a great guy, great sheriff. I love his show, too. You're my favorite, but he's my second favorite host in the city. But, man, it's so confusing about how to listen to how he explains how to change the app. I don't think the average person understands what that commercial is saying. So your listeners out there may want another explanation, or whoever your producer is. I don't know if Bernie Lara is still around. Back in the old days, he was there. But the commercial – to listen to your show is so confusing about how you change the app. And I know that's not what the show's about, but there's a lot of people with technology today that they want to hear you. And I think if you would listen to the commercial on your spare time, and I'm not knocking the station. Like I said, I love you guys, and I drive a lot. I drive an 18-wheeler and
no, I get it,
without you guys. So just listen to it. But I think that's why the NFL's not doing what it's doing. They call me today, and I own several trucks and do a truck line, and we used to have the suite and all that stuff, and I cancel my tickets. I still bleed black and gold, but I'm not giving these guys their money, and I'm not going back until they at least – look, I
Mike, in college football, though, you realize they stay in the locker room in college football as well, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they stay in the locker room.
I'm going to cancel my LSU tickets, too.
Oh, no, that's just because that's the way they prefer to do it, Mike. It's not out of protest. Then
maybe they're young kids and they don't have a chance, but these guys know better. And, look, you know, you always give the listeners the right to their opinion, and the listener's always right. If you remember that was Hap's point after Hap, Gaudy always did it. And you sort of do the same thing. People don't have to agree with Christian Garrett. But let me tell you something. You always give everybody a chance to give their opinion, and that's why I listen to the show, besides the fact that you're very knowledgeable, and you can take a little kidding every now and then about the Dominican women's soccer team. Thank you.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the kind words as well. Some people would disagree with you. Some people say I don't let listeners give their opinion, but whatnot. About the Radio.com app, it's just simple. Look, we're no longer on TuneIn. And the only places you can stream WWL Radio, WWL.com, and or the Radio.com app and website, all you have to do is go to Radio.com app and download the app, all right? And to do so, Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app to now continue listening to all your favorite content here on WWL. College versus the NFL, which one do you prefer? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Another thing I love about the NFL, 53 players, 53. In college football, it's in 80s and 90s, sometimes the triple digits. They don't have unique numbers. You could have four number twos. I mean, and there's only 46 active on game day in the NFL. Much harder, I think, to game plan and strategize. I mean, they have way too many players on a roster in college football. Jersey numbers in the NFL mean something. You know when you see number 9. You know when you see number 94. It's etched in your brain. Elwin, downtown. What's going on, Elwin? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, let me say this. May not be on the topic, but let me say this. All right. I agree. I like the pros better than I like the college. But there's some things that the pros have copied off the colleges that they copied off the college that they are doing now. But I'll say this. This is a problem that started in the White House about the national anthem. All right. You didn't have any president address this problem before. Okay.
Yeah. Elwin, so, I think that, hold on, for the context of this conversation, keep it to, I don't want to get into what President Trump said, and it's an anthem thing. I understand that some people are turned off by what was said by the president and what the players are doing, but I don't want to have this, we've had this conversation. For me, the purpose of this conversation is, what about college football do you love more than the NFL? And what do you, or if you prefer the NFL, what is it about the NFL game that you love more than college football? Is it the pageantry in college football and the sense of community, or is it the strategic part of it in the NFL?
I think it's the more the pros show you a lot of excitement that the colleges cannot do. Okay, mm-hmm. on the field, and that's what draws me. I've been a football fan since the Saints been here, and I'm going to be a fan till I'm dead. I mean, I'm a diehard Saints fan.
Sure. And look, I'm not saying, Elwin, I'm not saying that I don't like college football, because I love college football. Don't get me wrong. But if I had to pick one, as to which one I could only watch one, it would be the NFL for those reasons. I'll lay out a few more. I want your phone calls at 504-260-1870. If you had to pick one, which would you pick, college football or the NFL? Elwin, thanks for the phone call. Valerie in Madisonville. What's going on, Valerie? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Great show. And I got to tell you, I think this is one of the most difficult questions that you've ever asked. Man, it would be like asking me which one of your children is your favorite. So I'll tell you this. On Saturdays, college football is my favorite, and on Sundays, the NFL is my favorite.
I can't let you have that. You got to come on, Valerie. You got to pick one.
Well, I tell you, I think that for some of the excitement and just the fact that these kids are playing their hearts out without being paid, college is really more exciting for me.
Okay, you're into it from a totally different standpoint, and that's fine than me. Again, it goes back to some of the strategy that's involved. And when I start looking at roster sizes in the NFL compared to college football, I already talked about the dimensions on the field and the hash marks, the overtime format. I mean, the length of games in college football. I know the NFL has some long games too, but college football games drag on.
They do. You're right. And having said that, I will also tell you that I do not miss a Saints home game. So.
All right, Valerie. Thanks for the phone call. Eric in New Orleans. What's going on, Eric? College or the NFL?
college, and this is my plug for years, nothing to do with coaches, players kneeling. I just find pro football has gotten so far beyond the core being a sport. College football, the enthusiasm, the crowd, the more amateurism. And I got to disagree about having more players. I think this country, as you know, the youth are getting heavy, and we ought to encourage more people in the sports. And I think having more football teams in A, B, and T on colleges to have more people to participate. But that being said, there's more shows now talking about what the pro football players make. And this, I don't want to hear that. That would be like me going to Galatoire's and wanting to know what this waiter made and that waiter. It should be college, to me, is more about the sport, of this football strategies and that. And I think pro football is and sports shows and everything is spending way, way too much time on the non-core thing, and that's the sport itself.
Eric, as far as the money that's these guys are making, and the reason why it's talked about is because they are making millions of dollars because they are professional athletes. These are amateur athletes at the college level. Thanks for the phone call. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. If you had to pick one, which do you prefer, college football or the NFL? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Some NBA rule changes coming, perhaps, afoot, at least in the playoff format. We'll talk about it with Sean Devaney of the Sporting News next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Christian Garrick here. If you're on hold, sit tight. Ronnie in Tarrytown and Joe in New Orleans East. Get back to your phone calls. NFL versus college football in a moment. Also, some big doings. NBA Board of Governors discussing changes to the playoff format. Sean Devaney, Sporting News at Sean Devaney, joining us now and on Twitter. And Sean, is this? Do you think this is going to go anywhere, the playoff format? I think the commissioner recognizes that he has an imbalance from the Western Conference to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and it's been a pretty consistent imbalance. So it is something I think that certainly Adam Silver really wants to address. The question is, can he get enough of the owners on board to do something about it, and just how how far would the changes go in terms of shaking up the conferences a little bit and that sort of thing. So, I think it's something, like I say, that Adam Silver wants to do. Obviously travel has been the thing that always gets pointed to, but it is something he would like to address. And his point is simple, and I think he makes a good one, and that is you want the final series to have the two best teams, and that just hasn't always been the case. You know, really, if you look at the last 18 years or so, going back to 2000, there's only been probably five or six times where you could say that the two best teams met in the finals, and that's obviously not what they want.
Yeah, so it looks like they're going to seed them 1 through 16 regardless of conference, right, based on records, et cetera. That seems pretty simple. You mentioned the travel part of it, but I just feel like, hey, I'm okay with the idea that you could have, you know, the top four seeds all from the Western Conference. I'm okay with that because that's how it balances out. I'm all for this.
Yeah, and the problem is that, you know, if you wind up with a with a Miami LA first round series, that might be a little difficult. But you know, look, they spread these things out so much.
Right.
I don't think the travel is quite that. You know, maybe don't have three days between games. You know, you could find a way to address the travel thing. You know, you might have to displease the broadcasters a little bit to do it. But in the end, if what you want is to have the finals be compelling, then I think that's something that the league really needs to look at.
You know, I think that while the numbers are strong, Sean, in the NBA in terms of viewers and ratings, et cetera, I think in order for the NBA to grow their fan base, though, for guys like me, honestly, I'm a casual NBA fan, Sean. But and the reason why is because I know the story. I've seen the movie already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen it,
yeah.
So I can predict the outcome. Opposed to this format of 1 through 16 provides a little bit more intrigue, a lot more intrigue than they've had.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, and we'll start to get some matchups that we haven't seen before, and like you say, I mean, when the finals are sort of predetermined, it's tough to get up for those. You know, when LeBron was in Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, we sort of had a break from that. But if you go other than those years, other than the years that LeBron was in Miami, and the 1 year that Cleveland upset the Warriors after being up after the Warriors were up 3-1, you know, so that's 5 years there. But if you go back and think about, you know, when the Lakers were dominant in the early 2000s, followed by the Spurs, you know, it was just it was almost a foregone conclusion most years that the West was going to win the championship. And now that LeBron is in the West, I mean, you really have to think about that all over again because we could be heading back to those kinds of years, and the league doesn't want that.
And look, let's face it, this could be LeBron's people pushing the NBA to do this just because they want that final streak to continue for LeBron James. Sean Devaney, Sporting News, covers the NBA, at Sean Devaney on Twitter. Short and sweet, Sean. We appreciate it, man.
Okay, thanks for having me.
You bet. Back to the phones we go. Ronnie in Tarrytown. What's going on, Ronnie? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I rather college than over pro.
Okay.
And the reason why is because, like, on Saturday mornings, I love getting up early in the morning and watching college game day and just seeing all the enthusiasm with the crowd and stuff like that. On Sundays, you really don't get too much of that. You just get the talking heads on Sunday, and then you get the guys that they go out, satellites, that they're going to, you know, broadcast the games and stuff like that, and most of them are in empty stadiums. But as far as, like, college game day, I mean, you know, all the fans are there. They, you know, they waving flags and stuff like
from
that.
From a fan experience standpoint, Ronnie? Again, a caller, I'll acknowledge it. A caller said it earlier, too. From a fan experience, college football has got the NFL beat there. When it comes to the pageantry, the sense of community, the excitement, tailgating, all that stuff. But I think that if you're a fan of the NFL, you know that going in. That's not necessarily what the league, what the NFL is about, opposed to that is what college football is about. So you can appreciate that. I look at it from a strategic standpoint more so than the pageantry of it.
Yeah, and I get that too. I mean, you know, the pros, you know, they are, you know, they're pros. But as far as college football goes, I think you got a lot more interest. I have a lot more interest in it because the guys are really putting forth the effort. First of all, they're not getting paid. Well, not supposed to get paid, but they're not getting paid. And, you know, they're out there doing it, you know, to actually get to the next level, or some of them, not all of them. But, I mean, you know, they're getting there, and I just like the college ball better.
Yeah, Ronnie, but here's the thing. I mean, I get it that, you know, they're just out there playing for the love of the game. I understand that argument. But they are playing, most of them are playing on a scholarship. Secondly, like you said, they're trying to get to the NFL. But the NCAA estimates that only 1.6 of draft-eligible college players are actually drafted each year. 1.6%.
Right.
2% of FBS players. That's what the NFL is comprised of. 2% of FBS players. So they're not all going pro. Not even close.
Yeah.
So the idea that they're just playing it for the love of the game, I'm sure they do, but they're also at these big-time programs, they're all thinking they're going to the NFL or trying to go to the next level. That's one of the reasons why they're there playing college football. So it's not as innocent and as the love for the game as much as maybe some fans and some would want to point out. Ronnie, thanks for the phone call. Coming back for Joe, Jeff, Paul, Anthony, David, and you too at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Our WWL Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. If you had to pick one, college football or the NFL, what are you picking? Text us at 870-870. Call us at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Text here at 870-870. College football, easily. Pro football, you can lose 8 games and possibly make the playoffs. College, you better not lose 1 or 2. See, that's the thing I don't like about it, is the fact that if you lose 1 or 2, you're basically out of the Final Four. Then it gets into, should you expand the playoff system, et cetera. Too many bowl games in college football. Too many. I mean, I think you reward schools and universities for mediocre seasons. Bowls should be special. The playoffs in the NFL are special. 12 of the 32 teams make the playoffs. I mean, how many bowl games are there? If there's 50, so that's 100 teams out of 129 FBS teams that would end up making the postseason? Not too fond of that. Jeff in Ponchatoula, NFL or college football, which you prefer?
Christian, I would have to tell you, first of all, before I give you which one I prefer, that since you have come on during the 4 to 8 slot, I have rarely missed a show. I really appreciate your knowledge and passion for sports. I really do.
Jeff, that's I'm humbled to have you say that, man. Thank you.
Okay, but what I wanted to say, and please hear me out, because sure, this is going to be a little bit hard for some people to understand. But I prefer college, and I believe what drives that is the fact that I'm a little bit more, not much, but a little bit more of an LSU fan than I am a Saints fan. So what happens is that at the end of the day, you know, having said that, it affects me more when LSU loses than it does when the Saints lose. So if I had to make a choice between LSU winning a national championship and the Saints winning the Super Bowl, I would pick LSU, and I'm probably in the minority. I'll turn it over to you, Christian.
So you're talking about from a fan base perspective, Jeff. That comes down to which team you root for the most, are more of a diehard fan of, and that's okay. Again, Jeff, for me, this comes to a strategic standpoint. The game in and of itself, with, as I talked about, the hash marks, the differences in defending space and you're defending men, opposed to the NFL, you're defending men. It's men against men. The career lengths are longer. You know your NFL players a little bit more. And in 1 to 3 years in college football, they're gone. You don't have a time to really get to know them. They're not the face of a franchise. They're not a face of a school. They are for the short term that they might be there for your program, but for the first 1 or 2 or 3 years, most of them are jumping ship to the NFL to punch their ticket on the next contract. Jeff, thanks for the phone call. I get it. You know, you're a fan of LSU more so than the Saints. So it is going to affect you more when LSU loses, more so than perhaps the Saints. That's just where your heart lies. That's okay. Paul on a cell phone. What's going on, Paul? You're on WWL. Which do you prefer, NFL or college football?
College. Purely speaking from the product on the field. Not the talent level, not the tradition of college and all. Well, we know college has the NFL beat there. And more importantly, how the product translates to what comes through my television in my living room, college hands down.
How does it translate?
It's more entertaining. More entertaining to watch.
Why? What's
one of the hardest jobs in the world? I would hate to be an NFL referee. It is the way they try to dictate to the referees how to referee the game, the way the rules are written. It's too difficult to call that game is ridiculous. The stoppage of play, the coaches throwing the flags. I think the college replay system is 10 times better than the NFL.
Yeah.
It keeps the game moving.
Paul, you realize that the college games are much slower paced than the NFL, right? On average, their game lengths are much longer because they actually have more stoppages in play in college football than they do in the NFL.
No, I don't realize that.
Yeah.
But it seems to flow better. If they do have to go to replay, they make a quick decision. They move on. Spearing, you're at the game. You know, no questions asked. They review it. They make the call. The player's gone. No second chance. A touchdown's a touchdown. A fumble's a fumble. It just seems like it's just a better officiated game.
Well, in that case, I think you might be right. I think
my issues are more with the NFL than with the college.
No, I'm with you. I can tell. As far as the officiating, I'd have to go back and study it and look at it. But if what you're telling me is true, I could see why that would be your choice, because you do want a clean game. It does seem like at times, I know here recently, it seems like the NFL referees are having way too big of an impact on games. We're seeing more penalties. In particular, I go back to the Atlanta Falcons Saints game last year, where there was a huge disparity in penalties from the home team compared to the away team, and that's something that the NFL has to work on fixing up and cleaning up. I get it. You do want a cleaner game, but the college game is slower. It certainly is. And I think the college game, another thing too, is you can have 1 foot in bounds for a catch, and you can You could have, if you're standing on the field of play, right, you would be out of bounds if you were on the ground. You would be ruled out of bounds if you had 1 foot on the white and 1 foot on the green. But if you catch the ball with 1 foot down, as long as the left foot goes on the green and the right foot goes on the white, and you have reception, you have control of the ball, that's considered a catch. In the NFL, it's 2 feet down. It's pretty clear. So, I mean, just there's some subtleties between the two that if you pay attention to them and watch them, you'll go, man, that doesn't seem right from a strategic standpoint. We'll step away and come back. Phone lines are lit up. I got one more line open for you at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. If you had to choose one, college or the NFL football, which one would you choose? 504-260-1870. John, Joe, Anthony, Steven, Chuck, you're up next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Coming up next hour, Zach Goodall, host of the Locked On Locked On Jaguars podcast. Marcel Darius could be in trouble down there in Jacksonville. Allegedly gave a woman a sexually transmitted disease. John, Joe, Mark, Anthony, Steven, and Chuck. About to run out of time here. I don't want to run you guys up against the clock. All right, so you guys are going to carry over next hour. It'll be me and you. We'll get to the calls as quickly as we possibly can next hour. If you're on hold, sit tight, please. I want to talk to you about which do you prefer, the NFL or college football? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. For me, it's the NFL for a number of reasons. I'll lay out more. Number of teams. Talked about that earlier. Length of games. Jersey numbers. They mean something in the NFL. The number of players on the roster. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.